Okay, so this is, I think, part four of the audio recordings concerning my legal combat with Jimmy James Cramer Kangaroo and Sarah Einhorn, the ugly diseased cow who's getting vaporized. So after my mandamus motion in that Alameda courthouse, whichever one it was, I think Wiley Manuel or something. So I'm sitting there and I'm laying in my cell in Santa Rita all day, doing nothing, just sitting in bed trying to pass the time, occasionally reading some lame newspapers and magazines. And there's some decent magazines. I would read some technology and entrepreneur magazines in there. It gave me a little bit of time to see just how out of touch the media is with reality and the tech world. But so anyway, after a number of weeks, I'm lying in my bed one morning and I hear a voice over the little intercom saying, "Pack your stuff, you're going to Napa State Hospital." So they did this without any warning. Jimmy James Cramer Kangaroo made the decision to send me to Napa Hospital to declare me as incompetent, saying that I could only stand trial once my competency was restored. Okay? So they were saying that I was so crazy and so incompetent, I needed to go to Napa State Hospital until some board-certified psych bunnies agreed that my competency was restored. So, I was really, really not looking forward to going to a militarized state psychiatric hospital where big men with tasers force you at gunpoint to ingest poison toxins. And if you resist for even 5 seconds, they tase you and pump that poison right into your buttocks or neck or arm, whatever. So, I knew I had like maybe 4 hours to prepare for the police coming to take me to Napa. So I kind of made my final preparations, got rid of what I could, finished off the notes, maybe passed a few things off concerning potential legal remedies to CC Christopher Crosby. And I prepared. I wasn't going to go without a fight. I'm not going to let them defame me as mentally incompetent without combat, literal combat. Even if it kills me, I really don't care. I would rather die than let these cocksuckers get away with defaming me as mentally incompetent. So, it was building up to the confrontation, and they were going to come to my cell and grab me, and I already knew I was going to refuse. So, this is unpleasant, and I know this is too much for most of polite society to hear about actual jail confrontations with police, but I'll give you some details. I have taken a few martial arts and read, let's just say, a few books about war and combat strategy. I'm not saying I've been on the battlefield. I've never had the honor of wearing a uniform and following orders blindly to support militant feminism and LGBTQ, like the United States and Israel does. I don't say anything for or against soldiers. I know that people have to make money and support their nation the best they can. But I admit I have not been a soldier in any army. But that doesn't preclude me from studying strategy and martial arts and very, very serious combat. So what I did is I filled up cups and cups and cups and cups of water from the sink in the jail cell and started pouring them all around underneath the door so that when these pigs who had already tried to murder me and give me the toxic injection came to grab me, they would slip and stumble and fall and feel pain and at least have a hard time dragging me off illegally for this forced illegal quote-unquote medication, which is not medication at all, but toxins, as part of a plot to genocide me and render me sterile under some hideously defamatory pretense of incompetence, etc. So, yeah, I created a huge puddle outside my cell. And they came. They finally came. I think there were like six or seven of them. And one of them posted up on the staircase about 25 yards away from me with a pneumatic rifle to start shooting me in my cell when they opened the door. So they opened the door, and he was there with the shooter, and I had saw him setting up. So I got my bedding mattress and used it as a shield. So he was firing the pneumatic rifle at me, and it was bouncing off the web mattress, and some of the shots were grazing me. At least one shot grazed my arm, and you better believe those little air-powered things, even shooting so much as a missile made out of wadded-up paper, they'll leave a massive welt. That takes weeks to heal. So they were firing the guns at me to wear me down, the pneumatic weapons, and then after a certain amount of time, they charged into the cell, and they were slipping and falling and stumbling, but they managed to get me on the bed and started punching me in the head a good 15 or 20 times, opening a massive cut, and then cuffed me and dragged me off and put me in a wheelchair and put a mask on me so that I wouldn't spit on them, a spit mask. And then they shipped me off to Napa in a van, cuffed, to Napa State Hospital. So Napa State Hospital is a whole different kind of nightmare, which I would wish on my worst enemy. I do wish it on them, that and something much worse, for defaming me that outrageously, that I had to go there and pretend to be intellectually and mentally inferior to these little psych bunnies with their illegal poisons and their little pharma bunny contracts for sticking people. I do wish it on my worst enemies. Something that and much, much, much worse for this hideous defamation and the fact that I had to undergo this. So this utterly absurd tribulation. So Napa State Hospital, they have people prescribe things for you. You have to talk to these assholes and pretend like you think they're worth more than 15 cents in professional credibility. And they recommend little dosages and pills and upgrades and downgrades and X milligrams of this and 5 milligrams of that. And you have to line up every day and go to the little booth and take your pills. And they check your mouth. There's no way of getting out of it. If you don't take your meds like they command, they're going to call in, and within under 2 minutes, there will be two or three big buff guys armed with tasers tackling you, tasing you, and they'll synthesize an injection if they have to, and even bind you for days at a time, meaning they'll bind your arms behind your back and make you walk around for any sort of rebellion against their pharmaceutical tyranny. Really frightening stuff. So 3 times a day I was taking this stuff, and I attempted to talk sense to one of the doctors, trying to explain, I have valuable intellectual property assets. Stop making me take this shit. I don't want to do it. Well, trying to talk any sense to these dipshits, these little psych bunnies who worship Sigmund Freud and that whole lame clique of losers, it doesn't register one lick on their radar. What he actually did is upgraded my medications and increased dosages and forced me to take valproic acid, a mood stabilizer. He claimed his mood isn't good because he didn't voluntarily ingest our poisons and maybe made some intellectual argument about it. So we're going to add a cup of valproic acid to every last time he has to go to that booth 3 times a day. So So I was going through this, and I wasn't doing much in there. I was lying in my bed as much as I could, barely moving. It was so depressing being defamed that hideously. And I talked to a few of the guys in there. Some of them weren't that bad. Others just made noise all the time. You know, being labeled crazy in today's society is not the worst thing and can actually be a sign of superior intelligence, meaning there's ample reason to be driven crazy by the state of American culture and corruption of the judiciary and not really knowing how to resolve it. It's almost impossible to come up with strategy to deal with these things. So I met the good, the bad, and the ugly in Napa State Hospital, and I would eat the food. It wasn't the worst food. We'd go to the cafeteria. They try to be so polite about pimping you and destroying your health for their pharmaceutical industry fraud profits and defamation. And I had to do competency meetings. So you have to fill out these extensive forms and study these packets for the competency meetings. And I really wanted to do it as quickly as I could and be out of there. It was a nightmare situation. So I filled out the things and I was asking them politely, can I please have my evaluation? And they keep you in the dark. They don't give a shit about any notion of rights. They violate every last concept of medical laws and Geneva Accords in these little psych bunny hospitals. It's as bad or worse than a concentration camp. Psychological torture with forced injections for any non-compliance. And so I studied these little competency packets and made the little notes. And I got a meeting pretty quickly within like 3 to 4 weeks with one of their guys. And so we were going through it. And one of their questions is, how do you feel about your public defender? So how did I honestly feel about Sarah Einhorn? A subhuman cow, an utterly incompetent, retarded piece of trash who should be executed for outrageous defamation of a quote-unquote client who did not want her services anyway, literally forcing client status on me and not allowing me to be a pro per litigant, which is my right by law. So I toned it way, way, way down and said, like, I think all I said on the form was, I'm not sure if I want this person representing me. So everything else was perfect on my form. There's no way they could claim I was incompetent. And after going through this, they come back like a week later and they go, you failed. You failed the competency test. You're not competent. We have to re-educate you until you can be restored to competency. So I go along with their bullshit for months. Day by day, a nightmare of taking these forced pills and going to the cafeteria and watching lame movies on their TV and trying to go from insane by pacing the halls and dealing with other people there, such as violent confrontations over sanitary conditions. Meaning I got into a violent confrontation with a black male who was putting his feces and excrement in the communal sink. So I said politely, can you stop doing that? He was washing himself and standing over the sink for a good hour using a towel and getting his fecal matter in the place where I fill up water. And he said flat out, no, go fuck yourself. And when I reported it to the staff, they did nothing. They could have easily said, stop doing that, and he would have stopped, but they didn't. They just ignored it. So I got in his face. I'm confrontational. I'm not scared of niggers. I'll call a nigger if a nigger's being a nigger. I have black business partners, and I know African-Americans are some of the most intelligent people in the world, some of them at least. Far more intelligent and valuable to have as business partners than white people. But there are also niggers, scumbags, like this guy who will wash his ass in a communal sink and pretend like you're being unreasonable when you politely ask him to please stop. So what ended up happening was a confrontation, and me saying or doing something confrontational and not backing down to him, and him walking up to me, getting in my face like he prepares, like pretending he's going to talk, and then hitting me as hard as he could in the head, literally like 3 times within 1 second, and ramming my head into a wall. So this guy was skinny and he didn't look that dangerous, but he was more dangerous than anybody I've grappled with in martial arts, and opened up like 2 or 3 cuts very quickly and tried to strangle me to death with a standing rear naked choke. Meaning within 2 to 3 seconds, I was in a standing choke, and I was very worn down and weak from these psychiatric medications. Like, I don't like to make excuses, but usually I could do a bit better in fights. But I was really worn down and weak, like really, really, really weak from dealing with all this stuff. So this guy was trying to choke me to death. Literally, I could tell by the force he was applying to my throat. He wanted to kill me. And I rolled out of it and blocked him by kind of kicking him in the nuts to bring enough time for the staff to arrive and break it up. So this is the type of thing you deal with in places like Napa. So anyway, I had more stitches and more cuts, but and it sucked. I had a black eye. I had a big black eye, and people asking me questions. Did you win the fight? Yes and no. I may not have won the fight, but in the long term, I can accept a black eye when I'm dealing with this sort of armies of people defaming me, whole armies of quote-unquote judges and lawyers and psychiatric bunnies defaming me as incompetent. Yeah, I lost the fight. It's not possible to fight certain people who work out every day and are ruthless about trying to murder people for the most basic thing. So anyway, it goes on, and I'm dealing with these competency things and all these nitwits, these psych bunnies, having to pretend like I think they're more intelligent than a fly. I really don't like psych bunnies. The Alpha Cyberwolf has no regard for these people whatsoever and their little idol worship of Sigmund Freud as though they really do anything for humanity. I think there's a few psychiatric pills that may help and vaccinations that may help, but overall 90% of that stuff is just pure poison and corruption that does nothing with really, really tacky, low-class branding. You can tell by the names of their products that they're made by teams of losers in advertising. Really scummy, scummy types of products that really have no place on the market in a just and fair world, at least compared to things like pure cannabis, cocaine, heroin, mushrooms, and even methamphetamine when you compare it to this stuff. So yes, I'm advocating that everything be legalized and have online consumer comparisons. If they allow this pharma bunny shit to be legalized, everything goes. Anything goes. Anything is better than these losers, these vermin, trying to force their stuff on people for money and call it medicine. So there were more competency hearings, and they would not give me another competency hearing. I kept asking. My first competency hearing was within like 3 weeks of getting there, and they held me another 6 months without any questions asked regarding my competency hearing, right? They were keeping me in the dark and saying, yeah, maybe next week, we'll see if he has time, blah, 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 blah. So I was watching, you know, they had like video day there, and we watched this video about the O.J. Simpson case. O.J. Simpson getting absolved of homicide and all those politics. And I was eating their little poison GMO commissary. I was eating comfort food. I was so depressed. I was eating things I normally wouldn't eat, like nasty potato chips and Cheetos, just to kind of fill the emptiness I was feeling from having to deal with all this scandalous defamation, even though I possess all these IP assets and good intentions to actually help people honestly and ethically in business without any corruption, not even one drop of corruption, like scumbag cocksucker, prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industry, Jimmy James Cramer, kangaroo of Alameda County, Infernal and Inferior. So I finally got my competency hearing, and we were doing meetings like every other day or few days, and I had to show up to them, even though I didn't want to go, to avoid being ruled as depressed and subject to more forced medication. So I was going to these meetings, and it was made very clear, you are going to accept the public defender and say that you want a public defender as your best representation, or we are going to rule you incompetent, keep you here indefinitely, as in forever, and put you on a Murphy conservatorship, meaning we will take over all of your assets and distribute them as we see fit via some other psych bunny guardian. Do you understand? They are forcing potential pro-per litigants to take fraudulent public pretenders as legal counsel and making it fact that if you claim anywhere on your form or during your competency meeting that you have any doubts as to the notion that a public defender is the best thing for you, then you will be ruled incompetent, stripped of all your rights, forced to take lethal poisons mislabeled as medications forever. So I said, fine, I agree, a public defender is my best thing. That's what I said. Call it what you want, strategy or temporary defeat or temporary whatever, temporary compromise on principles. Ideally, I would never compromise even one bit about how much I hate little cows like Sarah Einhorn's, little prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industry. But I said, fine, a public defender is my best route. And finally, after like 6 months, they said, he's restored to competency. He's agreed to our judicial fraud that pro-per litigancy is not allowed. And that little $2 crack whores like Sarah Einhorn are more competent than somebody with 50 million in intellectual property assets and 15 years as a top-level advertising copywriter with real-level testimonials and accolades from the most famous advertising copywriter of all time, Gary Halbert, and more than 100 real-world consumer testimonials about my software, Brainstorm Pro, which you can read on my site at www.wowels.com/BSPT. So they said he's restored to competence. And I went back to court. And I will tell you about the rest of this issue in some of the next audios.